The Fake Show podcast is sponsored by the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen, North Fifth Brewing Company, Threads of Envy, The Tone Factory Recording Studios, Moonshot.com T-shirt Designs, and by Mr. Antenna. Now your host, Jim Tofte.
Valerie Bertinelli has been in three of the most successful series in the history of television, including One Day at a Time, discovered essentially by Norman Lear. Then she was cast in Touched by an Angel, and she would later join the cast of Hot in Cleveland that included the late, great Betty White. In between, of course, Valerie married Eddie Van Halen and has been a best-selling author. Her son with the late Eddie Van Halen is Wolfgang Van Halen, who is a successful musician in his own right. We'll talk about all of that and her latest book, Indulge, as I've got Valerie Bertinelli on the line right now in Southern California.
Vegas. I love it.
Valerie, we love you here. Welcome and congratulations on the new cookbook, Indulge. You know, it's not only got these great recipes, but very thoughtful essays that you've included.
Thank you for noticing that. The essays are super important to me. The ones on forgiveness and finding a sweet spot. Yeah, I'm so thankful that you said that. Yeah, they're really important as the recipes to me.
It kind of followed a rough period for you, right, where you lost your parents and Eddie. It's almost like a healing coming out of a type of a time.
Very much so, yeah. I wrote enough already, the book I wrote before this, right after Ed passed, and it was really kind of working through my grief. And then when I was writing Indulge, I was going through a very difficult divorce, so it kind of helped healing again. So writing books seems to help me heal. And then you guys get to read all about it.
Very public therapy, isn't it, Valerie?
Oh, my God. Yeah, sometimes I'm thinking, you know, I really need to shut up.
Well, and you've got this great community of supporters on Instagram. You must feel happy that they can relate and support you as you go through these things.
Oh, I love my Instagram community so much. We all help each other. Like, they've helped me get through things. They've, you know, pointed me in the direction of certain books and certain, I love that community so much. And I really do try to, answer back as many DMs and as many comments as I can. But that Instagram is really frustrating with its comment section. Like, you can't, like, get to a comment that you want to get to. It's not in order. It's very frustrating, but I swear I do my best. And I don't have a social media manager. I'm doing it all. So it's a little frustrating for me. I wish I could fix Instagram comments. I would gladly do that.
Oh, by the way, I was so happy to see you at the Oscars with Wolfgang and his wife. You looked beautiful in that suit. Just incredible.
Thank you so much. That was a fun, fun night. I was so proud of Wolf.
Yeah, for those who don't know, he was playing in the band when Ryan Gosling performed I'm Just Ken. They really stole the show, didn't they?
I mean, it was a showstopper. It was amazing. Yeah, Wolfie had recorded the song and then recorded a lot of different things throughout the movie. He spent a day and a half with Mark Ronson. And so Wolfie's all through the Barbie movie, all through the chase scene, the fight scene, that's all Wolfie's guitar. Mark invited him to, you know, because he played on I'm Just Ken, invited him up to on the Oscars, and it was just, I mean, Dre and I were the first ones out of our seats clapping and applauding, and then we look over and there's Martin Scorsese, there's Robert De Niro, there's Jodie Foster, and they're all dancing too. It was crazy.
Yeah, and I'm hearing that you pop up all the time at Wolf's shows while he's on tour.
As many as I can get to. Yeah. As many as I can get to. I love your hometown boy too, Frank Sidoris.
Yeah.
So he's Wolfie's guitar player, and they're just, he has the best band. They're really great guys.
I'm sure that Eddie would have been over the moon for the growing success, right?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, we would have been squeezing each other going, can you believe our boy? Look at him go.
I'm sure you had a tear in your eye when Wolfgang wrote an essay about you in this newest People magazine, just gushing over you being the best mom ever.
He's very generous. And yes, of course I was. He's such a good, kind young man. He luckily didn't bring up all my flaws. I was for sure not a perfect mom.
When you look back a few years, what do you remember about auditioning for Norman Lear and getting that part on One Day at a Time?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a moment in time that I will always remember because, it changed my life, which I didn't even realize it was about to change my life, but it did. And I remember sitting around this big round table reading with Norman, and this was like the fourth callback at this point. It was me and a couple other girls. I just remember him being very patient with me because I was very, very green. I had just done like a couple commercials. I was not anywhere near good enough to be on the stage with of a Norman Lear comedy with Bonnie Franklin, who was, you know, a Tony nominee, and Pat Harrington, who is like the most brilliant comic in the day, and right. Mackenzie, who is like a brilliant actress. So I was really super raw and green, and Norman saw something in me. He saw that I reminded him of his younger daughter, Maggie, which, thank you, Maggie. I still thank her to this day. I saw her. And he saw something in me, and he helped me grow and become a fairly decent actress. So, yeah, the moment when I got the part, I was just, I remember my jaw dropping, going, what? Oh, my, and I knew, oh, my God, this is like, woo, my heart started beating fast, and, yeah. It was an amazing moment.
Have you ever seen any of the stuff that Bonnie Franklin did on TV when she was younger? Like, she had these guest roles on Gidget and the Munsters and stuff like that.
I didn't. I would love to see those.
Oh, you have to. There's one where she's a fraternity girl on the Munsters, and it's just hysterical to see her, you know, just that much younger. It was pretty sweet.
I mean, so I just turned 15 when we did the show. I think Bonnie was like 31. So she was nowhere near old enough to be my mother.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, she made it work.
And by the way, there was an episode of One Day at a Time that I just saw a couple days ago. Mark Hamill was a guest star. That must have been what, right?
In the first season, yes.
Right before Star Wars was happening?
He had just come over. He had just come back to the States after filming Star Wars.
Okay.
And he was talking about it. He showed us publicity stills. And I was like, this sounds like a really cool movie. And, of course, I was one of the first people, I think it was the Grauman Theater back in 1970, whatever it was, and
uh-huh.
going to see Star Wars. And, yeah, Mark was all very high about it and really grounded, though. But and it just sounded like a great movie, and it was. I love the Star Wars trilogies and all of it, all of the offshoots, all of it.
Did you make a conscious effort then after One Day at a Time was over to take on maybe a little harder-edged roles?
Yeah, I think because you can get cornered into anything, and because it seems like, you know, at that time anyway, most people have no imagination when they're casting.
Yeah.
Not casting directors, but like producers who are, you know, casting directors have great imaginations and they can picture people in roles, but so people thought I can only do comedy. So I'm like, well, I guess I got to do some, you know, tearjerkers and stuff and try and show them that I can do that. And then I had done so many TV movies that they didn't think I could do comedy. So then I'd have to do a comedy again. It's like, guys, can you just look over what I've been able to do?
Uh-huh. Well, and you did a sitcom in 1990 called Sydney, where you co-starred with a pre-Friends, Matthew Perry. What do you remember mm-hmm. about that experience working with Matthew before really all the fame hit?
I just remember Craig and Matthew being brilliant writers and comics, and Michael Wilson, who was heading up the show, the three of them just putting their brains together and coming up with all these great ideas.
Yeah.
And I felt like, ooh, I can like really soak up some stuff to learn here. That's what I remember most about
interesting.
It.
And of course, everyone loved you in Hot in Cleveland. You must have just been crazy about working with Betty White and learned a
that
little bit from
the most amazing experience of my life. Like I'm sad, and I knew at the time too. I knew I need to soak up every moment of this because this is never going to happen to me again. This is lightning in a bottle like they talk about. You know, I mean, when did a time to, was too in a different phase of my life. This, at in my 50s, being able to experience Betty and Wendy and Jane and
yeah.
the four of us having such a great relationship, and Suzanne Martin, who is a brilliant writer, her and her team, just doing show after show after show that were just so funny, letting us do all of these crazy things and, you know, it was the most amazing experience and just like drinking in Betty every day and learning from her. It was, I wish I could have experience like that again. I'm still hopeful that maybe I can come close to it, but I knew at the time this is special and I need to live right now in the moment and just drink it all in.
So a TV series is something that you, if it's good, if it's a good quality, you'd think about
it. I would love to. In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, I would be there.
Well, Valerie Bertinelli's new cookbook is called Indulge. It's available at Amazon.com and wherever you get your books. Valerie, really enjoyed this. Good luck with everything going forward. Nothing but the best of luck for you.
Thank you so much for taking your time.
Valerie is in a real good place right now. She's got a new partner. Wolfgang's band is amazing, and it sounds like if everything goes right, she would be up for a new series. That finishes this episode of the Fake Show Podcast. Thanks so much for checking us out. I'm Jim Tofte. I'll see you next time.
Listen to The Fake Show anywhere on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, and thefakeshow.com.